Well, one of the popular events for the past 10 years on the runners' calendar has been the Arthur Rank Festive 5K, and it's in the diary again for this year. I'm joined on the line by Emma Bray from Arthur Rank. Hi, Emma.
Hello.
So you decided you're going to give this a go, are you? How's it going to work? I'm guessing you're having to modify slightly how things are done.
We are. So those of you might know that usually we hold our Festive 5K in Ely every single year for the last 10 years. So this year was going to be our 10th anniversary. So we thought we couldn't cancel the event because it's so popular and so well loved. And we usually have about 900 runners running around the streets of Ely on a Sunday morning. So we thought we're going to have to find a new way we can carry on with the event this year. So this year, the event is called Arthur Rank Hospice Charity's Festive 5K. And it's going to take place on Sunday, the 22nd of November. And we're encouraging runners to sign up to the event and then run or walk a 5K route of their choice. And this could be from their doorstep or this could be somewhere they like to run or walk. We're keeping the same element that we really encourage people to wear fancy dress, because that's such a loved part of the event, and people love taking photos, and there will definitely be prizes for that. And we're encouraging runners to try and take off at 10:30 a.m. So we're all sort of taking part at the same time. But if you can't do it at 10:30, then any other time on that Sunday is great. And one aspect of the event for the more competitive runners taking part is that we have a Strava leaderboard this year.
Oh.
So people can see where they come if they like to be a bit competitive with others who are taking part as well.
Okay, I mean, 5K is really doable, isn't it? For people who are just runners for fun, and for those who are taking it more professionally, it's just good, always good practice, isn't it? What sort of routes do people like, are people indicating they might do? It'd be like 10 laps of Milton Country Park or something like that.
So we've got some people that have decided to take part in Ely if they might live locally to there. And we've got others that are going to places like you said, Milton Country Park, and doing a few laps of the park there. So we've got a real mix of where people have decided to take on the event this year, which is really nice because actually it's not just limited to Ely now. We could have people much further away that are taking part.
Yeah, and you can make it more difficult or easier for yourself, couldn't you? You could do 5K just completely downhill. And that'd be nice and easy if you could find the right route. All right, now, as we know, let's not beat about the bush. This is always a fundraiser for Arthur Rank, a crucial fundraiser, and I'm guessing more so this year because, as we know, the numbers for you guys are eye-watering year on year, and this year it's really been tough. So you've got not just people taking part, but you've got some event sponsors as well, have you?
Yep, absolutely. And we're so grateful to our sponsors for helping us put on the event, because our events are so important in helping us secure that 8.1 million we need every year to deliver all of our services. Mm. So this year, we're really fortunate to have had the support of Price Bailey, Ely, as well as Busy Bee Recruitment.
Excellent, excellent. Well, talking of Price Bailey, we've got someone from Price Bailey, one of the partners. We've got William Wilson on the line. William, hi.
Hiya.
Hi, thanks for joining us. So what made you as a company, why do you support Arthur Rank?
Well, we've taken part in the event the last few years, and we've been pleased to sponsor it previously. So you know, we know that the situation, we know that the not-for-profit and charity sector has been hit hard, and we were just as keen as normal to sponsor this year.
Indeed, indeed. Now are you taking part yourself, and have you done so in previous years?
I took part last year. I'd say I didn't quite nail the training last year. I have to admit I didn't run all of it, but this year I shall.
Right. And is that you're going to be able to do a different route? Are you looking at thinking, well, hang on a minute, I'm going to avoid that hill for starters?
Well, I live in Soham, so I might actually do the same route, to be honest. I might have a go, see if I can beat last year's time. But then I'm kind of thinking, actually, it might be quite nice to have a route along the river. I can probably work out 5K and set off along there. So I think I'll do something in Ely.
Will you do this as a team event, though, as well? Or are you going to be doing this solo?
Well, I think that the virtual element of it does kind of open up, actually. I mean, last year, I think there was 12 of us took part last year. It's around that number, and I think it was something similar the year before. But, you know, we're a firm with, we've got about 350 full-time equivalents, as we call them, or individuals working for us, across four large offices over East Anglia in London. Mm. And actually, the virtual element this year kind of will enable us to open up to a lot more people in previous years, so we're hoping to get more participation and kind of set some interfirm challenges in teams for the event.
That sounds like a great idea. And Emma, I'm guessing you'd encourage other firms to do the same. Anybody who's got a couple of branches, it's a great way to do that. So, because people are missing being together, aren't they? As you said there, William, with you know, 350 people, but not so many people getting to see each other around the water cooler anymore.
No, I mean, the water cooler's gone and teams have come in, you know. So we spend a lot of time now virtually trying to interact with each other. We've done all sorts of things, quizzes, socials, there's been race nights, there's been, I think we've got scattergories we're going to have a go at virtually next week, all sorts of things just to try and keep us in touch with each other, because we're a firm that believes in people, and relationships between our people are really important, and it is hard to maintain them in this current climate.
It is. So Emma, if other people are hearing this and thinking, well, it's November, there's plenty of time still to train, isn't there? We've got best part of 6 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're encouraging people to take on their Couch to 5K. And I think they'll have just about enough time to fit that in. Our other sponsors, Busy Bee Recruitment, are also sponsoring the event with 50 free child spaces. So if you'd like to take part as a family, you can sign up your child before Sunday. So before Sunday, the 11th of October. And then you'll be drawn out of a hat to see who, and you'll get your child place for free. So if that's if you sign up before Sunday.
Fantastic. And where do people sign up if they think they want to give this a go? Where do they head?
So you can sign up at arhc.org.uk/festive5k.
Festive5k. Excellent. Well, Emma, we wish you luck as always with all these fundraising things. You're managing to keep yourself very busy this year, aren't you?
We are. We've not cancelled any of our events, and we've tried to change them so we can keep them going as much as possible.
Fantastic. Well, it keeps the people of Cambridge and Ely busy with things to do at the weekend. And, so good luck with that. William, good luck to you for your personal best, and to everyone at Price Bailey who decides to take part. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanks, Neil.